This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of, as they say. Right? I mean, you want to be part of the conversation, right? So head up to the website, realside.com. I'll wait. Go ahead. And what I want you to do is, I just, look at, do one of a couple of things. You know, kicking off the week. I want to get out in front of this so I don't have to repeat it like 27 times during the week. Seriously. I want you to go up to your top right-hand corner of the website where it will say to you, you know, if you want the weekly newsletter here, you know, sign up for the newsletter, that kind of thing. Please, sign up for the newsletter. I sent out one, just one a week because I hate, they do it to me, I don't want to do it to you. I hate when people inundate you with this stuff, right? I'm sure you guys do too. So just sign up for the newsletter. As I said, we do it once a week. Not the end of the world. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, head over to the website. Got a lot of stuff happening in front of you. Okay, so head over to the website again. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do online, and as well as you should do them. You know what I mean? I hope you know what I mean. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website. Always, always, always fun. Got so much, there's so much going on in the news right now. Right? I mean, seriously, when you look at what's happening, look at what we're up against. Do you remember last week I was talking about the picture, that's the boss in me, sorry, picture, P-I-T-C-H-E-R, picture, that would not kneel. So, you know, for the, at the opening of the baseball game. See, I'm not a big sports guy. Some of you already know that. The thing that irritates me the most about all of this is now they're saying, you ready for this one? They're saying he's not a real Christian. Okay, this comes from the godless, soulless NBC. Figure that one out. They're going to tell us who's a real, the same people that defend abortion to no end are going to tell us who's godless and who's soulless? I mean, who's a Christian and who isn't? Are these people for real? I don't know any other way to put it. Just to be bluntly honest about it. NBC, and, you know, again, I'm sure there's Christians that work there. No question about it. But don't sit here and tell me while you spread this false narrative that there are no violent riots going on, that they're all protests. Go ahead. Keep it up. Keep lying to us. They're going to figure out it eventually. I don't know why you just don't deal with it now. But you see, the problem is that we've let them get away with way too much for way too long. Come on, you know that's true. Now, I am starting to see people push back now. I don't know if it's going to be enough, but I'm not going to discourage you from doing it. No way. Get out there, get involved, get engaged. I don't want you part, so we're clear. I do not want you part of a physical fight. That's all what I'm asking you to do. Not even close. But I am asking you to get involved, to get engaged, to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Not kidding. If you don't get out there and fight with guys like me and others, I'm kind of fired up because I'm watching what's going on over the weekend. I'm watching how these rioters are going to people's homes, picketing out in front of people's homes. And yes, my brothers and sisters in politics, it's your fault. Where have you been? Some of you have been fighting. Thank you. Appreciate that. Where have you been? No joke, for real. You have got to get out there. You've got to make sure. I've been saying it forever. Your sons, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your nieces, your nephews, whoever, are involved and engaged and have a clue as to what's going on. Otherwise, we're not going to lose. We're going to get spanked big time. How's that? That's really what it boils down. We're going to get spanked big time. And for some of you who don't see that coming, you don't get it, I feel bad for you. I don't know what else to say. I just flat out feel bad for you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Let's get back over to the San Francisco Giants, Sam Coonrod, I guess is his name. He declined last week during the team's season opener against the Los Angeles Dodgers to take a knee. During the performance of the national anthem, he was the only player on either team to remain standing. Now, he said, as a Christian, he was uncomfortable kneeling before anyone or anything but God. But the NBC Sports published an article this weekend declaring the pitcher both a false Christian and anti-humanity. Look, my Christian brothers and sisters, this is a slight on you. This is a swipe at you. So you keep buying those baseball tickets. You keep buying those shirts. You keep signing up for their stuff. And you know what? You might as well just hand your money to Satan. You'll get the same result. Joe will see your host. Be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. This is Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being engaged, being involved, right? I mean, it ain't that hard, is it? It's really again, the only way you get informed without just constantly, and I mean constantly, spewing the party line, is a question, question what I'm saying to you, question what's the stories that we're putting across, make sure that we're telling you the truth. I don't want you to be them, as I would like to say. So the godless, soulless left has decided to tell us that the baseball player last week that decided that he was only, as a Christian, he could only bend his knee to Jesus Christ or to God is not really a Christian. Coming from the same network, look at some of the shows that they play. Look at what they believe morality is. So the San Francisco Giants pitcher, Sam Coonrod, because he declined, the NBC Sports published an article saying not only was he a false Christian but anti-humanity. I meant no ill will by it, Coonrod said, of his, the declining to partake of the season opener. He said, I don't think I'm better than anyone. I'm a Christian. I just believe that I can't kneel before anything besides God. He added, I choose not to kneel. I feel that I, if I did kneel, it would be being a hypocrite. I didn't want to be a hypocrite. Like I said, I didn't mean any ill will towards anyone. Coonrod also said he takes issue with a few of the ideas of Black Lives Matter. Of course he does. We should all take issue with some of the ideas, or I should say what they stand for. He's like I said, I'm a Christian. I just can't get on board with a couple of things. Black Lives Matter says in its statement that it wants to do away with the nuclear family. God wants the nuclear family. It's not easy. The simple explanation did not sit well with NBC Sports reporter Monty Poole, who published an article this weekend, Judging Coonrod's Faith. You'll find it a big surprise that he doesn't agree. Well, of course he doesn't agree. All the Giants pitcher did was exercise the right that all Americans have, at least theoretically. Theoretically? What do you mean theoretically? You mean you have the right and we don't? Don't you see? This is what I'm talking about. They are the fascists. They are the epitome of fascism. You don't do what we say. You're Satan's second brother. You don't take a knee like we tell you to take a knee. You're anti-human. You're anti-Christian. If you don't do things exactly how we tell you to do them, then you should be jailed or whatever. See, if you don't do it my way, you're a bad person. If you don't do it my way, you're a criminal. I don't even think I use the word criminal anymore. Look up fascism. They are exactly what a fascist would do. He went on to say, well, he said plenty wrong, though, offering up an explanation that slid off his tongue and went dribbling down his chest like liquid contradictions. He added Coonrod's explanation, when did real Christianity opt out of humanity? Give a pass to injustice, inequity, decide. You know, it's funny how even you Christians out there, you forget some of the comments that Jesus made that you just didn't much care for. Like when he said, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. That means if you're going to take up those weapons, if that's all you're going to do all the time, if you want to fight all the time, that's where you're going to be. All right? I mean, this is the same Jesus that tore up the merchant area of the temple, not because he didn't want them selling stuff, because they were conning people. They were selling blemished goods as perfect goods. This is the same Jesus who said, When one of the apostles was burying his dad, let the dead bury the dead. Come with me. Was he being disrespectful? Was he not being humane? He went on to say, give a pass to injustice and inequity? No. No, not at all. Jesus made every... Look at God created everybody the same. Okay? Injustice and inequity, or inequality... This comes from a guy, right? This comes from a guy who has a job. He's getting paid every day. He goes into work, but he's going to pass judgment on other people. Now, I don't know if he's a Christian or not, but some of the comments he made, I don't believe he is. He decided it's disrespectful to offer support, if not shelter, to those in need. Well, I'm sorry, who's in need? I missed it. Right? Didn't Jesus say the poor, the sick would always be with you? That's some of your Christian friends of mine get me crazy when you think you can cure homelessness. You can cure poor people. You can cure... Your Lord and Savior said you can't. They'd always be here. Did he mean always up to 2019 or always up to 2020? I mean, was there a caveat? Maybe I missed that part of the Bible. Maybe I don't have that page. Does Coonrod not realize that pastors of all faiths are joining crowds around the world fighting? Yeah. Does, you know what? I'd love to get this guy on my show. Does he also not realize that Jesus said, do not be Even though you're part of this world, you can't be of this world. Just because pastors are throwing it in because they're afraid, and there's a lot of pastors that are not joining the crowds. We're not called to join the crowds. We're called to lead the crowds. Yeah, that's right. We're supposed to be the light. The light is not doing what those other people are doing, which is pounding people to faith, setting things on fire, dissolving the nuclear family. I'm sorry, when? Where is that in the Bible? Where is that under Christianity? The last bit about Christian pastors, by the way, is a good demonstration of the appeal to authority fallacy, right? Like so many others swimming against the tide of progress, he's pulled, continued. If Coonrod had taken a moment to inform himself, he would see the motive behind this movement need not be affiliated with BLM, but rather to bring great. No, it was all about BLM. BLM was painted on the pitcher's mound. There were signs and banners up. It was all about BLM. The black ribbon around the whole diamond is all about BLM. Maybe, I don't know what this guy's name is. I don't even want to know what his name is. Poole. Maybe, hey, Mr. Poole, if you would stop smoking that dope or snorting that coke that I think you're, because I don't know how off you have to be. How high you have to be to agree with this. He went on to say that Coonrod's objections are most likely because the pitcher subconsciously believes racism is acceptable. Right. Let me see. Not taking a knee. And it's not because they're black. If they were Asian, if it was Asian Lives Matter, no knee. If it was Hispanic Lives Matter, no knee. White Lives Matter, no knee. Sorry, Poole. You're out. You are way off on this one, but I'm not done with you yet. We'll be back in a minute. Showman Senior Host. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Congressional leaders, political luminaries, and members of the public have been paying their respects to the late civil rights icon, Congressman John Lewis, in Washington, D.C. He will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. In remarks at the ceremony, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell recalled Lewis speaking at the March on Washington in 1963 and the violence he endured in the fight for civil rights.
John Lewis lived and worked with urgency
because the task was urgent. But even though the world around him gave him every cause for bitterness, he stubbornly treated everyone with respect and love. All so that, as his friend Dr. King once put it, we could build a community at peace with itself.
Lewis died July 17th at the age of 80, diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in December. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Didn't see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, don't be stupid. Get informed. Let's not be them. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. I'm hot on, and this is why I tell you guys, stop supporting some of these groups, some of these companies. NBC Sports, they should tank with this kind of stuff. There are supposedly, I don't know what it is. It's 80%, 70% of our population say that they're Christians, which I don't believe. But let's say it's 60%. We've dropped that much, right? 60, 65%. Right? You got 350 million people. You got almost 200 million about 200 million Christians in this country. Do you not believe if most of you dumped your NBC Sports watching that they wouldn't take notice? How long do you think that they'd be pouring money into this loser? And then you have this NBC sports writer. Let me see, what's his name? Something Pool. And I hate that because I have a really good friend by the last name of Pool. Now I got to have this thing in my head. Right? So Coonrod says that he won't kneel in front of anybody or for anything other than Jesus Christ or God. Period. Now this obvious godless person says that Coonrod doesn't understand humanity. Right? He doesn't understand equity. No, I think Mr. Poole doesn't understand, equality. See, Jesus died for everybody. Everybody was equal. Everybody is one blood. There's no races in the Bible. Everybody is of one blood. And, you know, if he's so hopped up on equality, why don't you start writing about Hollywood? They've been screaming for decades that that black females, black producers don't have the same opportunities as white ones. Why aren't you screaming in Hollywood? Why? Because they're fake people. Not the Hollywood, this Pool guy. Fake. Just fake. Not really upset. Has he written about Hollywood? I don't think so. Pool went on to argue that Coonrod's objections are mostly because the pitcher subconsciously believes that racism is acceptable. No, it's because he's really sold out to his beliefs, unlike you guys. And his beliefs say he only kneels in front of God, before God, the creator of the universe. See, what Conrad did not say, but surely crept into the minds of listeners and readers, is that he believes the various evolutions of America's two greatest sins, the other being stealing land from the natives, are acceptable. That equality is something. Hey, listen, Paul, if you're living on stolen land, feel free to move. Nobody's keeping you here. Unlike other countries, this is a free country. We don't shoot you for trying to leave like some other countries do. Just go, because you ain't going to make a difference. And that's a question I'd love somebody to answer for me. They keep talking about the land that we stole from Native Americans. Who exactly should we give it back to? Because when you start looking at this, now, if Poole believes in God, then we need to give it back to God and wait for him to tell us what to do with it, because he created everything. However, let's just say that's too much for his little mind to grasp. Poole, who do we give it back to? Because if you do some of your own research, when you find out that the Native American, I mean, let's get past the modern history with the Spaniards and what have you, right? You're going to go back to the quote-unquote Native Americans? Let's find out who they are. Where'd they come from? Do you know that in many cases, many of the tribes slaughtered the other tribe or the men in the other tribe to steal land? So I'm just trying to understand, exactly how far back are we going to go? What are we going to do? See, this is a guy, if this wasn't a family show, I'd tell you what he was talking out of. But here's a guy who, you know, a good friend of mine calls him godless and soulless. He proves the point. Godless and soulless. This does not promote one blood. This does not promote equality. You just insulted the majority of the Christian community in this country, anyway. He says, that whole judge not lest ye be... Well, who's he judging? Who's he judging? He's not. He's actually using God's word to make a statement of truth that he's going to live by. Right? This guy is useless. He should stick to writing about sports because he knows absolutely nothing about God. He knows absolutely nothing about religion. It's just amazing. Sorry, 855-732-5566. Now, here's a guy. Look, I know I've not always been on the same page as this man. All right? And this is the first time for me, for Joe Messina, that he has said something that I am 100% on board with. John MacArthur issued a stark reminder to the church, and he is so right on. Christ, not Caesar, is the head of the church. Right? So you see what's going on here? Well, actually, all over the country at this point, with this COVID-19. John MacArthur reached out on Friday on his blog post. He declared that certainly the houses of worship should remain open. Stay open. Freedom of worship is a command of God, not the state. We don't have, is that pesky constitution, right? Our freedom is given to us by God, not from the state. It's that simple. And he says that point blank. Houses of worship should remain open. Why? Because local officials are not in charge of the churches. Look, they're not in charge, but they oversee to make sure that the churches are built. The buildings are built safely, people can get in and out of them safely, that they get everything that they need to operate properly. But what goes on inside the church is none of their business. Really that simple. I wonder if Mr. Poole from NBC Sports thinks that that's judgmental. Apparently, if you read something from the Bible, if you stand on a Bible principle that doesn't line up with a hardcore left socialist, then you are somehow unchristian. But when democratic socialists really don't believe in Christ, they can't. Because just the mere fact of thinking that socialism, or knowing that socialism is 180 degrees from God's word, that's an easy one to prove. Christ is Lord of all, MacArthur wrote, the pastor of Grace Community Church in Los Angeles. As his people were subject to his will, his commands, his revealed scripture. Therefore, we can't and will not acquiesce to the government-imposed moratorium on our weekly congregational worship or other regular corporate gatherings. Look, when it comes to God's word, when it comes to worshiping, you have a governor in California who, and I keep telling you guys this, it's beyond me, has absolutely no respect for your religious beliefs, thinks that you're nothing, we go to nothing more than it's a sports thing every Sunday that we go to, because he even said, I'm not opening up the churches till I open up the sports events. Well, guess what, Gavin? They're open. Why aren't we? But that's beside the point. This is a godless man. This is what the Bible tells us, to seek out godly men. Men that love and respect God to rule over us. And when it said men, it's mankind. So get off yourself. All right? I mean, men and that are going to rule over us with the love of God, with the fear of God, with the understanding of God. But you Christians don't do that. No, a lot of you Christians, you vote R or D. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, it's wrong. Dead wrong. That's why I always say to you, the Bible should be your ballot guide. Not the one that comes from the county or the state. Which one's more line up with your line of religious belief? And I know many of you are cringing right now as I'm saying this, but the reality is, you know, I've been a lifelong Democrat. I don't care. You've been a lifelong Republican? Same response. I don't care. Since you became a Christian, if your candidate doesn't line up with the Word of God, why are you voting for them? And then you start going down the list. And the more things that they line up, now remember, not just because they say they're a Christian, but the more things that they line up with when it comes to the Word of God, then you should be voting for that person. It's really that simple. Show me seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Love to know what you think. 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendivite.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Yusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And I really do, you know, I appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're spending, you know, just being involved, like I said, being engaged, being part of. And you got to get, you know, I've been telling all you guys this, I'm not trying to be mean, but you got to get involved. You have to get engaged. If you don't, I mean, seriously, if you don't, then you're just going to end up spewing the party line. So we were talking about, again, the attack on Christianity here in this country. This just doesn't stop. You know, I brought it up earlier, like Tim Tebow, when he knelt to pray, he was ridiculed. They kneel for BLM. They're heroes. The other fella from the, I think it was the Giants baseball team. I mean, it was okay. It was okay. He could, you know, if he had knelt, it would have been fine. But he stood because he won't kneel to anybody but Jesus. He's being ridiculed. This is what I say to you. They're soulless. They're godless. John MacArthur now is pushing back. I don't think he's been this outspoken in years. Or he's telling churches to stay open. We don't listen to Caesar. We listen to God. Really that simple. He says compliance to keep the churches closed is disobedient to our Lord's clear command, period. I'm sorry, I'm in agreement with him. You either believe what you say, you believe you don't. That baseball player who stood and wouldn't kneel because he said, I mean, the Bible says it. You kneel only to Christ. You will bend your knee only to him. If you do it to anybody else, you have to answer for that. Now, some of my Christian friends will write me emails and go, well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, why don't you read your Bible? Then you decide. The letter came less than 2 weeks after Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom did an about-face on social and economic reopening in California. His executive order again restricted businesses and religious institutions. Right now, here's the deal. You can't sing because worship is bad, you know, spreads the virus. I'm sure it does. Not. But the riots and protesters, no problem. Can't arrest them for not having a mask. Although, you notice that most of them are wearing masks, but it isn't because they're worried about corona. Makes it harder to see who they are in a camera, doesn't it? Newsom's controversial edict issued July 13 ordered the shutdown of all indoor dining locations, bars, zoos, museums, and churches. Well, included gyms in that, too. Just over 2 months since the state began this reopening on May 8th, but, man, they say it didn't go well. But my attitude is if you're testing 30% more than you were a month ago, then you're going to have a 30% spike in corona, are you not? And I lost that story. I mean, when you see how much fraud has been perpetrated on the American people, on how many of these coronavirus positives are really not positive, I would hope, that you're going to go through the roof because you're going to be so mad. I don't know. Some of you are pretty squishy. Right? But so much stuff now is coming up as to what they're calling testing positive. So if you don't take them to task, if we don't take the government to task, if you don't show them you're paying attention, this is what you're up against. Some of you are worried about how much money you're going to lose in the new stimulus package. Wouldn't it be great, though, if you go to work? Wouldn't it be great if you actually had a job you can get out of bed for, look forward to, go to work? Wouldn't it be great if you get your kids back in school? Seriously, think about it. Anyway, where was I? According to MacArthur, the closure and reclosure orders were a radical step beyond the government's jurisdiction and in regards to houses of worship. God has established three institutions within human society, the family, the state, and the church. Each institution has a sphere of authority with jurisdictional limits that must be respected. By the way, guys, I am taking the constitutional coach class that Rick Green is offering. You need to check that out. And the reason behind that is because I want to get behind this whole, you know what, we do have a God-given right, a constitutional right to worship. Because this thing with the virus, what's the guideline? When does it stop? Some of you scream, moan, and groan about the fact that the FDA takes too long to approve a drug. Oh, they don't take enough time. They didn't check stuff out. As long as it is right now to get a drug approved, look at how many of those commercials do you see afterward. Did you take the drug to see, you know, the blood thinner, blah, 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 you know, and have a loved one died from taking this drug? Are you experiencing massive headaches, almost death, sudden Montezuma's revenge from your backside? I mean, you hear all these things, and we're surprised, and then you want them to rush a vaccine for this. How many other, what is it, H1N1? How many other things that we don't have vaccines for, but we never shut the stores down? We never shut anything down. Many of these three institutions exceed the bounds of its jurisdictions, the duty of other institutions to curtail their overreach. We need to curtail their overreach. Bans on singing, caps on attendance, prohibitions against gatherings and services. Really? With a great deal of foresight, however, MacArthur also preemptively responded to a group of detractors who had been incredibly vocal within the church in recent months. Those who would argue that Christians must submit themselves to any and all earthly authority, no matter the circumstance, is a lie. That's not him, that's me. It's a lie. You never submit as a Christian. As a Christian, which you other heathens do, you do. You never submit to anything that's against God's word. Never. In Mark 12:17, after being asked whether a believer in God can in good conscience pay taxes to an unbelieving state, Jesus Christ said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. So taxes are, well, I don't like them, but, right, you render unto Caesar what he rightfully has. Now they take that, and some argue that we must close our worship houses to be in submission to our leaders. Right? Those folks have, however, missed something. When we violate God's command to worship him, right? He calls us to worship communally. He calls us to get together and worship him. Right? If we give in to Caesar on this, we're giving Caesar what belongs to God. It's that simple. Do your homework. Don't spew these cute little cliche lines. Some of you, you know, I love it. I always have so much fun with some of the guys that I work with. God helps those who help themselves. Not biblical, don't use it. If you're going to throw out cutesy little phrases, use ones that God, that are really from God, right? I mean, seriously. You know, and when you hear all these, what's the one that drives me through the roof, right? Happy wife, happy life. That one, you might as well stick me with a red-hot ice poker in the back of the head. Not in the Bible. And Christians think that's kind of cute. Again, once you get away from God's word, it's not God's word anymore, right? It's not what the Bible says, though. It says if you love Christ, if you do what Christ tells you to do, if you submit yourself to Christ, your wife is going to be happy. So it's not chasing your wife around to make sure she's got the right size diamond ring and the right car, right size house, the right clothes. No, it's submitting to Christ. When you submit to Christ, your wife is going to be happy. Believe me. The church is Christ's precious bride, MacArthur said. She belongs to him alone. She exists by his will and serves under his authority. He will tolerate no assault on her purity and infringement on the headship over her. Hey, it's his kingdom. Now, what's funny about it is those fascists who don't believe in God, a lot of them, okay, are telling us that we have to put the government before God. You see anything here? Hello? The biblical order for how things work is very clear. Christ is Lord over Caesar, not vice versa. And we, Christians, have allowed that to happen. You do not ever have to give in to the government if it's against God's word. It's that simple. And the government right now is trying to separate you. They're trying to keep you from being with each other. They're trying to keep you from corporately work. When we are together as a group, especially Christians, when we truly are together, remember how powerful the apostles were when they were in the upper room, all in one place, on one accord? When we are together on one accord, when we agree, when we move forward, when we're praying in agreement for the same things, we can truly move mountains. When you hide in your closet because Newsom says you can't come out, you're giving place to the devil. I didn't mean for this to be a one-hour sermon, but hey, I do what I can. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Dr. Bridget, come on. You're all waiting for it. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me next hour. We're going to talk about Justice Gorsuch going off the rails against the other justices and Roberts over the Nevada church case. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.